A Prayer to Make Room for God by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Malachi 3:10. Have you ever tried to fill your coffee cup in the morning with a fresh cup of coffee when the cup's already full? Well, in the same way, have you ever thought that maybe God wants to pour a fresh word, a fresh anointing, and a fresh blessing into us every day, but our cups and our lives are already full of other things, people, priorities, agendas, worries? Or perhaps it's just full of yesterday's old coffee, with no room for the new. We live in a world of distractions. From the moment we open our eyes, before we can make it into our kitchen to start brewing coffee, most of us have notifications, alerts, emails, reminders on our phone. We have kids waiting for us and their endless demands. Naturally, we tend to fill ourselves up with the world. But God wants us to fill up on His Word before anything else. In fact, just as today's scripture points out, He wants to open a window so wide, directly from heaven, so He can pour out so many blessings that we won't have enough room to take it all in. How beautiful is that? But on the other side, how detrimental it is if we have no room for Him to pour it into us. We must empty out our cups daily, allowing room for God to pour into us with a fresh word. Therefore, when Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6:11, "Give us this day our daily bread," He was teaching us to do this on an everyday basis. It's something we must be doing daily, because God has a new, fresh word waiting for us. The world will try to fill us up with things of the world before we fill ourselves up on the Word of God. Today's verse is a great reminder to empty our cup so we can allow the One who made the cup to fill us up first, before anything else. Let's pray. Father, thank You that You want to pour into us, that You desire to fill us up with You. Lord, You know what bread we need each day, and You know the amount we need to be full of You. Please prompt us each day to empty our cup out. Your word says in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our cares upon You, for You care for us. Thank You that You love us in a way like this that's so indescribable. Today, we pour out all our hurts, concerns, worries, agendas, unforgiveness, and everything else that's filling up our cup today. We ask that You take it all from our hands. Empty us out completely. We ask that You fill us with Your provision today, Your presence, Your will, and Your purpose. Fill us up with all of You so that we can be a light and pour out onto others. We're so grateful for Your blessings, and we praise You for being a God of abundance. You came so that we may have life and live it abundantly. John 10:10. Thank You that You want to pour into us so that our cup overflows with blessings. Psalm 23:5. We love You, Lord, and love that You desire to pour into us each day, and that You take great delight in us. Zephaniah 3:17. We give You this day, a new day, asking that You fill us full of the freshness of Your word. Thank You, Jesus, for being the Lord that You are, an overflowing, ever-loving, never-ending God of abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.